This is Rat Shag of Need More Rage, and you buggers are listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
Say hello to some friends of mine.
Boom!
Whoa.
What?
We're like on schedule this week. Well, we're doing another show in a row. Something must be wrong.
Nah, we're just back on track.
Oh, okay. Well, then welcome everyone to the Twisted Nether Blogcast. This is episode 24 for November 24th, 2008. And that kind of cool,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah,
24. I am Bree here and with my co-host Fim.
Hey there. We've got a great show this week, including our re-interview with Euripides from Critical QQ and lots more awesome sauce. sauce. Mmm, getting hungry already. So let's get started, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Hello, this is Kestrel from KestrelZeri.us. And you're listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
Ah, the entertainment has arrived.
So what have you been doing this week?
Well, this week I've been working. I'm doing... real life has been very rude and intruding on my game time. Oh. So I worked this weekend. I'm going to be working straight till Thanksgiving, which will be the first day off I have in like 12 days.
Oh.
So... I haven't been able to... Today I was able to get on for a chunk of time, but it's been hard to get on. But anyway, Persephone is 74. She's halfway to 75. Mm. And a lot of that was help from guildies helping me with group quests and stuff. And I did, for the first time today, I did Violet Hold. And then I ended up doing it about 3 times because of... We did it the first time, and then I did it like 2 in a row later this evening.
How long does that? I haven't done it. How long does it take?
It's really fun. It's mm-hmm. very very fast, yeah. Because it's similar. It's the same mechanic as Black Mirage, mm-hmm. so it has a whole portal thing, whatever, 18 portals and all that.
Yeah.
And it's actually, in my opinion, easier than Black Mirage. Mm-hmm. There's not that many mobs that come out in the. Like they come in the waves to try and bring down the shield or whatever. And a very cool mechanic that they didn't have in BM. Violet Hold is a prison.
Uh-huh.
So when you go in, you'll notice that there's all these cells, like in the upper level and the lower level.
Uh-huh.
And they all have these bosses behind them.
Mm.
You will only see technically 2 bosses, uh-huh. and then the last boss is the same boss, regardless. So
yeah.
She always comes at the end. But the 2 mini bosses that are for Portal 6 and 12, those will change each time you go in.
Cool.
So that's cool. It gives some flavor to it, and it's really fast. And yeah, so there was that, and that was really cool. I enjoyed it. And the great thing is in Dalaran, so you just keep doing it and doing it and doing it. You don't have to worry about getting ganked or anything like that.
Yeah. I never worry about that.
Yeah, okay. So I'm talking to my PvP brethren here. Not to you, because I know you don't have to worry about that. And I finally got the Hollow Fjord achievement.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished that off finally. I tried to go back to the Borean Tundra to try and do that set, mm-hmm. since, while they were still green.
Yeah.
And I got ganked immediately as soon as I got into like the Ember Ledge. So at that point, I was like, no. And decided to start on Dragonblight. Now, is Dragonblight where you start the Wrathgate?
Actually, there's a bunch of stuff in Howling Fjord. Altaholics R Us has a really good post. It's actually by her husband, so I don't know if it's. I guess they both write the posts, but he wrote a great post that kind of gives you the list of all of the quests you have to do in order to get through the whole thing. It's just an epic number of quests. It's huge, but it's worth it for the cutscene.
Oh, okay.
You know, did you ever watch that cutscene that someone had posted on YouTube that was some other video?
No.
Okay. Well, anybody out there who has, that's the cutscene. But it's so much nicer not YouTubed. I mean, watching the real video from this was just, and I forgot it was there. So I turned the quest in and all of a sudden my screen went black. Like, uh-oh. That's not good. And then the video started. It's like, oh okay, good. I mean, the thing is, I thought my computer locked up, but there people were still talking to me in vent. So I'm like, that's weird. Something strange is going on.
Yeah.
So, but it is definitely worth it to do it in at least one of your tunes. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
Oh, very cool. I'm looking forward then to that. Because I know that's it's supposed to be an awesome event after you've done the whole thing.
Yep, definitely.
So. Yeah. And, yeah, so started Dragonblight, finished off Howling Fjord, and that's pretty much all I've been doing. You've had a number of little things going on.
Yeah, I mean, I've been just plugging away. I've been really enjoying the quests quite a bit. I've been reading every quest text and, you know, trying to figure out where things are, etc., and spending my time skinning everything that people forget, you know, kill and don't skin, and getting an insane amount of leather. I got my leather working up to 420, so I could start buying some of those recipes you can buy with the heavy Berean leather and actually use them. Not that I actually want to use them mm-hmm. yet, but I can use them to raise my skill some more. It looks like it's getting kind of expensive to raise your skill with the amount of mats you need for some of the stuff. But so far, not too bad. I can make these big inscription bags that a whole bunch of people in my guild wanted, like 28 slot inscription bags. So I can hold all of those, the glyphs. And I got my FIM hit 76 yesterday, and I am about... two bubbles away before I logged from 77. So I'm looking forward to flying, finally. Got my money all stocked away.
Oh, really?
I'm all ready. I really want to get up to, once I do that, get another few thousand and be able to pay for his Epic Flyer, finally. Because I never got that for him. So.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I'm 74, right? Yeah. But I already have enough money for Persephone's flying, like for the flying
yep.
to start flying at yep. 77. She doesn't have an epic flyer either, but I figure, you know, I'm already yeah. made over 1,000 on quests. Yep. And so it shouldn't be too difficult.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, flying is flying, you know. If you can get the epic, that's yeah. great. If not, you know, you survive. I was going to wait and give my priest the next epic flyer because he's a gatherer. He's my my miner. But I'm not leveling him right now. So I don't really want to spend the money to give him that when he can't use it out there anyway. So I don't know. I may not give it to him. Fim. I may just have him fly his slow mount around. He's used to it, so.
He's used to it, but are
yes.
you used to
nah,
it?
Nah, I don't know. But in general, yeah, I finished the Howling Fjord. I did Howling Fjord also. I really like that zone quite a bit. I got all of I got my achievement for that. I did the Dragon Blight and got my achievement for that. Then let's see. What did I do? Oh yeah, did Dragon Blight, got my achievement, did the whole Wrath Gate. I actually got the Wrath Gate. I think I said in the interview, which is later. I actually got the Wrath Gate and the Dragon Blight achievements at the same time. It just happened to be my last quest in Dragon Blight I had to do for the achievement, and also the last one in the Wrath Gate one to get the achievement. So it was like bing bing. So that was kind of cool. I'm in Grizzly Hills right now. I decided that was going to be the next one I did after Dragon Blight. And I now have two more quests in Grizzly Hills until I get the achievement, which is 85 quests, before we came on to talk, I had just gotten to run through, we ran Drakthoron Keep, because I had gotten a few of the quests for those, for there, and that's a lot of XP. Oh, and I don't want to give a huge amount away, but there's a very large bear you fight in Grizzly Hills. And I thought it was supposed to be a multi-person fight, but I soloed it with Fim and my gorilla, who's just amazing. And when I'm Beastmaster, I have to say, just amazing. He gave out without the rested XP that I had, like 10,000 XP for killing him. So wow, that was just crazy. And then I got 20,000 for killing him in with rested. And my gorilla dinged 76. And so
you can just keep farming.
Yeah, again. No, you can't. I don't think you can, actually. I think it's a special like thing that I think it might even be a phase thing. I'm not sure. It's kind of cool.
Oh.
It's a cool encounter, though. I mean, it's a cool quest chain. It's a quest chain in the Grizzly Hills. It has to do with Ursoc. So it's pretty cool. I'm really, like I said, I'm really liking a lot of the quest chains. I think they did a really great job on all of them so far. And I'm looking forward. I think I'm going to move into Zul'Drak next. That looks like a real cool zone. Very different type of zone. So it's almost like an instance. Looks like an instance instead of a zone that you're used to. So
very cool.
Yeah. Oh, very cool. And a note to everybody out there, in case you did not know, and again, I don't know if I mentioned this in the interview you'll hear later, but it seems that you have to be at least level 65 to get to Grandmaster Inscription. From what I know, that's not the case with any of the other professions. At least I know that's not the case for engineering, because the same character who can't get Grandmaster Inscription has Grandmaster Engineering for me. So just so you know, in case you're wondering, if you're leveling your Death Knight for Inscription and you go to try to get it at 60 or whatever, not going to happen. So get it to 65 and then you can level up to Grandmaster of Inscription.
Ah, and also another news, if you logged in any time today, you may have noticed that you have a little blizzard bear in your mailbox. Well,
today being the day we're recording.
I meant Sunday.
Yes, Sunday.
The 23rd. If you logged in on November 23rd, you got a Blizzard Bear as part of Blizzard celebration for Dinging 4. They are celebrating the fourth year that WoW's been out, and if you logged in, you had a little bear, and that bear, you don't have to log into every single one of your tunes. That bear is account bound, so you can just send it off to any of your tunes and you will receive the little bear as well. So that was very cute. He's awesome looking.
If you have two accounts, don't forget to log into each of your accounts to at least get the bear in one tune.
I don't know if it's going to go beyond the 23rd. I don't know if it's if you're going to be able to do it on Monday.
Supposedly,
or whatever,
it's just today.
Yeah, but So if you did and you got your bear, he's very cute. And if you didn't, oh well, maybe next year. And I was going to say something else and I forgot.
Nope.
Yeah.
Again.
Shucks. Again. Very forgetful lately.
Doing that until you get that checked out.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a new cooking recipe they have for that in the
Dalaran
or something.
Yeah. Something in
Memory okay. Mammoth meat. It's a memory foam. Maybe that'll work.
Yeah.
So I think that's all we have to talk about.
Yep.
So next up is the interview. So enjoy it.
Enjoy.
Huh? What? Oh, I'm on? Hi, this is Des with Wiltang for Heels, and your Twisted Blog of the Week is...
Follow this path, man. And soon, you may taste in immortality.
All right, so our Twisted Blog of the Week is Euripides from Critical QQ. Rip, say hi.
Hi!
Rip is joining us once again. But for those of you who don't know who Euripides is, I tell you first to go running to his blog at criticalqq.blogspot.com, right?
No. I haven't been on Blogspot since, like, January. WordPress.
Oh, sorry. WordPress. I apologize. I knew it was more than just criticalqq.com, so I apologize.
Yes. WordPress.
Yes, WordPress. I'm sorry. Not the evil blogger. He's at WordPress. So, Euripides has us at this, well, this was prior to Lich, so forgive. He had a 70 troll mage, which I'm not sure what level is your mage now.
I'm level 76, halfway to 77.
Wow, efficient. He is a member of the former raiding guild, and you're going to have to say the name.
Actually, that's actually changed. Did I update that? I forgot to update that, didn't I?
Yeah. I guess you did. Everything's wrong on your about page, and I'm just gonna say screw it, because obviously I'm just saying old information that was current 3 weeks ago when we first did the show, and now it's totally wrong. So Rip, why don't you tell us about yourself?
Okay, I'm Euripides, level 76 troll mage, now a member of the raiding guild Stay Frosty.
Oh my!
Still the same server and everything, so. Most of it's still correct. I still have lots of experience with PvP, raiding, all that, whatnot, and business and so forth. And yeah, now I'm in Stay Frosty, a raiding guild which hopefully won't blow up in my face 6 months down the line like every single guild I've ever been a member of in.
So. Hopefully they'll stay frosty.
Hopefully. That's the hope.
Now... So, Rip, if you don't know the backstory, Rip was on the show about 3 weeks ago. Finn was dying of bronchitis or some plague disease that he got from the Scourge. And Rip and I had a great conversation, and then my hard drive got infected and died. So, like...
He coughed on it.
Yeah, Finn coughed on it, and it died. And I'm sad, because it was a good interview and a good conversation.
It's a good hard drive.
And all that stuff that I was talking about before, it actually sounded what I knew what I was talking about, because this stuff was current then. It's not now. Now, I'm sorry, Rip, didn't want to say incorrect stuff.
Oh, it's no problem. The onus is on me now. You've all heard all my jokes, so this time around it isn't going to be as funny.
I only heard your half of them, so.
Yeah, she doesn't have any good jokes. I'm kidding!
It's okay.
Don't.
I really don't. I just react to other people's stuff. I usually don't have the zingers. So, now, Rip, how long... I know this is stuff that we talked about, but we're going to bring it up again, but how long have you been blogging?
My first post went live on October 14th, 2007. The post was entitled, Blogging About WoW's Original, Yes? And I've been blogging ever since, so that puts us at a year... 1 month and, 7 days? Yeah.
Do you know the hours? The minutes?
2 hours, 3 minutes, and 24 seconds.
No, sadly. WordPress doesn't really count the hours, it just counts the date, so I can only be accurate up to a day.
Okay. Give or take a few hours.
Exactly.
So what inspired you to start up blogging?
Well, a multitude of things, actually. Before blogging, I was... Now, Bree already knows this whole story, but I was a internet troll, is probably the best way to put it. I trolled forums, I trolled other people in-game. That's just what I did. What I did for fun, was troll people. And I guess it's appropriate that my mage is a troll, but, well, there you go. So, what happened? I believe... Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a heroic Steam Vaults run... Where I was running, it was just a standard pug, and there was another troll mage in there, and he was, well, awful. An absolutely awful mage. He was gemming spirit and melee hit rating, and I think he had an attack power enchant somewhere. I'm not sure if it was bracers or gloves or somewhere, but I know he had one somewhere.
So, hey, you know that attack power, it buffs up your spell damage back then. I mean, I don't know what you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah. It sure did.
Yeah, okay. So you're in there.
He had a fairly strange spec, too. He had, like, 40 points down into the arcane tree, and then 10 points spent at random in both the fire and the frost tree, and his spell rotation was something like arcane missiles, ice lance, ice lance, arcane missiles, ice lance, repeat. And it didn't make any sense, so what I did, I went to the Realm forums and basically trolled him. I had a long post. It was like 600 words, just basically me tearing this poor guy apart. And that wasn't received too well by the rest of the server. Basically, they flamed me back, is the best way to put it, and as a troll, that's exactly what you want to do, because then you can get into an argument that can last for weeks at a time. And that's just as sheer awesome as you can get. One of the first posts, I think it was fourth or fifth reply on the thread, was from a druid saying, "Did you even try to tell him what he was doing wrong?" Now, the troll part of me is like, oh yeah, I got 9 witty responses to that. I could have torn this druid a new one several times over, but at this point, being a slightly more mature 18-year-old, I was like, wait a minute. Why didn't I? Why can't I be helpful? Why did I troll him? Why don't I give him a little whisper, tell him, hey, you should do this, and this, and this, and this, and this, and, okay, you know what, just vendor all of that, and then do this.
just delete the character and start from scratch.
Pretty much. It's like, reroll Hunter, you'll do a little bit better. at least you can put the attack power enchants to good use.
Whoa, this is true.
So, at that point, that's what planted the seed of being helpful to the community. Rather than being hostile troll, getting people angry for my own amusement, I could actually help people, maybe tell them some stuff that they might not otherwise know. And then, around the same time, I have had a hunter alt for basically my entire career in WoW. I finally got it to 70 about a week ago, just in time for Wrath, yay! And I was looking for some help on the internet for my hunter, because I really didn't know what I was doing. I was in the marksman tree for the longest time, and leveling was an absolute pain, so I was looking around for a better way to do things. I went marksman because it made the most sense coming from a mage. A tree that's like, hey look, range DPS, range DPS, range DPS. Okay, I understand this. Let's do this. And that didn't work. So I went lurking for hunter blogs, or rather hunter information, and found some hunter blogs, specifically the Hunter's Mark and Aspect of the Hair. Now the Hunter's Mark at the time was kind of a long-running blog, at least it seemed that way. There's a very lengthy archive, lots of posts, lots of awesome information. Went through there, and it really helped me out with leveling my hunter and basically understanding how the class is supposed to work. And I thought, hey, maybe I could do that. Well, no, I don't think I could do that. I mean, look, she's been blogging. Look how long she's been blogging. There's no way I could top that. An aspect of the hair helped out a lot, because she started right in October, too. So she'd only been running her blog for about a week by the time I'd found it. And I'm like, hey, look at her. She's having fun. She's only been going for like 10 days. She's awesome. I think I can do that. So at that point, at this point of time, I was in a member of basically a group of friends in a guild called Lost Cause, which is kind of amusing because we broke up about 4 weeks later, but meh.
It's not ironic. The name wasn't ironic now.
Truly.
Nope, not at all.
No.
So I asked them, what do you think about blogging? And they're like, sure, go for it. And I'm like, really? You don't think it's stupid? It's like, dude, we play World of Warcraft. How much more nerdier can you get? And I'm like, good point. So off I went, I made the blog, and it's so far been, well, more successful than I thought was possible for a blog written by some crazy guy. So I guess that's good.
That's
yeah, that's my lengthy story on why I got started blogging.
So how long have you been playing WoW now?
Now here I can get down to the exact hour, minute, and seconds.
No okay.
The account was created. Oh yes, Blizzard keeps track of everything. So the account was created November 29th, 2005, 7:10 and 55 seconds in the PM.
Ha! There you go.
Oh wow. So and then you passed, what was it, 2000 what? 5?
5.
Yeah.
Yep. So November 29th, 2005. So that's
a little year. So then next year, next week, it's 3 years.
Yep. Yeah. How sad is that?
Are you going to celebrate? Are you going to, like, you know, have a little cake? Wow, maybe. Anniversary to me.
I'll probably go have a little cry in the corner.
you should make, like, a little replica of your... you're Frost right now, aren't you? Or were you... Or did you go arcane, or...?
I'm all over the place now. Thanks to the new statistics and the achievements thing, I can see how many times I've respec'd since the patch. And yeah. It's like, respec'd 7 times, spent 345 gold on respecs. It's like, almost 400 gold on respecking, and it's only been, what, 3 weeks? So, yeah, I've been respecing a lot. I was Frost for the first 3 levels, I was Fire from 73 to 75, and from 75 onwards, I've been a Frostfire spec.
Oh, interesting.
So
you're doing like an elemental spec there.
Pretty much. It's very heavy on the fire. Frostfire Bolt scales a lot better with fire talents because there's more percentile damage increasers in there, but mm-hmm. You really, really gotta have Ice Shards. I went deep enough into the Frost Tree to pick up Shatter, so basically Frost Nova, guaranteed crit. And when you're using a spell that crits harder than anything else the game has ever seen, that's a good thing.
I was going to say, I was going to tell you that you should have had a little replica of your water elemental to be next to you when you blew your cake celebrating your WoW anniversary, but now you're not fully Frost, so...
I don't have the little guy anymore.
No.
Although I can definitely understand the attraction. I mean, he is kind of cute, I guess. I don't know.
It's the bracers.
The little bracers.
The little bracers that go bloop when he disappears, you know.
And they go tinkle. On the ground.
When they fall on the ground and they move like in a, you know, in the little centrifugal force thing. It's funny. It's cute to watch.
Aw, he's dead now. That's so sad.
Yeah.
So is WoW your first MMO?
Mostly. I've played 2 other online RPGs, although I wouldn't exactly consider either of them technically MMO.
You played Hello Kitty.
Well, I wish I could get Hello Kitty, but they didn't accept me into the beta process, so...
Sorry, go ahead.
Do you know how hardcore...
They didn't like your video?
No, they didn't. And they like, didn't even send a reply. I didn't even get "we hate you." It's just silence. It sucked.
Because it wasn't worthy, and they didn't bother. Which is sad. They should have. You know, they should have... Hello Kitty is all about acceptance. They should have accepted your effort.
Maybe it was the fact I wore rabbit ears. Maybe I should have put on some cat ears or something.
No, maybe.
Oh, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Where was I? Oh, yes. First game that was online, technically, was Neverwinter Nights. It was basically a D&D-based RPG. I'm sure most people out there know about it. And you could make customized servers in that game. So, me and a friend, we were online on somebody else's server, and that's basically where I got the whole start on the RPG online aspect. It wasn't a very high population server. Like, I don't think there was ever more than 10, maybe 20 people online ever. And I think the record day was like 21. So there wasn't a lot of people, but there was a fair amount of content. And that was my first real experience with online stuff. Shortly after that, I forget exactly how I got into this, but there's another game called Kingdom of Loathing. Now, this is a browser-based, mostly text game. It doesn't have any animation, but it's got little drawings of stick figures. And it's kind of like those old classic text-based games, but it's got a lot of just weird stuff. It's funny, but weird is the best way to put it. Like today, for example, in-game, it's the Feast of Boris. And the game encourages you to eat. And as you go around, you fight things like tofurkies and bottles of gravy.
Woohoo!
And it's got all these weird, funny things. Like, for example, the tofurkey drops... I killed one, actually, about 20 minutes ago. They drop something called tofurkey gravy. And it's gravy. Described as, nothing says happy holidays like a vat of gelatinous goo that tastes vaguely like meat.
That's, mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
It's just like your mom used to make, if your mom was a hippie. And you can eat it. You know what? Oh. I'll go there and drink it right now.
Ew. Can we not? Mm. Oh, gross. I can just see, like, it glopping down his throat. Nasty.
You drink the gravy. What the hell is wrong with you? That's what it says. That's what it says in the game.
Well, that's a first. We haven't had somebody play a text game while they've been on the show. That's
cool. You should play text games more often. It's fun.
It's less immersive than running around in Kara, getting herself killed.
Well, probably, because...
Just a bit.
I mean, you don't technically die in this game. You just get beaten up, and then your character looks sad.
Oh. Does he have a frown?
Yeah, he's got a little frowny face and a little bruise on his face. It's pretty accurate.
Just turn your head upside down, maybe it'll smile.
Turn it upside down.
Yeah, but he'll still have a bruise.
Oh well.
So
poor little stick figure.
Yeah, poor little guy. So this game is the first one I've ever played that's technically, I guess, an MMORPG. I mean, there's hundreds of thousands of people playing it, but you don't ever really get to see them because it's text-based and you go through your own adventure. They're all there, but you never really come across one. The closest mm-hmm. you ever get is, like, they have lots of chat channels, so you can talk to everybody, but you don't, like, meet up with them at random in the world, because the world is your world. You can do whatever the hell you want in it, and nobody else mm-hmm. can interfere with that. It does have PvP, but it's very strange, and I've never actually participated in it, so I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Okay. Now, is your server PvP, or PvE, or RP, or...
It's a standard PvE server.
Oh, okay.
I've considered transferring off to a PvP one every now and then, but... You know, I've already got lots of friends here. There just doesn't seem to be much of a point.
Yeah, you also wake up to your senses and say, "What the hell was I thinking?" And you stay where you are. That's why. Because there's a major difference between wanting to engage in PvP and then actually being forced to engage in PvP against your will. So.
I agree.
That is true.
We've already talked about this.
Yes, we have.
Yes, we have.
I just said I agree. That's it. So, why a mage? And is your mage your first tune you ever created?
The mage actually is not my first tune. My very first World of Warcraft guy was a warrior named Panzerfaust, an orc warrior to be specific. Now, when I was playing him, I was so new to the game. I'm used to Neverwinter Nights at this point, where if you take an item and you drag it from your bag and click on the ground, it puts the item on the ground so someone else can pick it up. And in World of Warcraft, it's like, delete? Do you want to delete this item? What? No! So that was very, very confusing at first. And with my warrior, basically the whole leveling process seemed to be use charge, hit mob, hit heroic strike, mob falls over. Or not, sometimes you fall over. And then you do the same thing over and over and over again. And it was very, very boring. So I tried out...
I don't think it's changed much. A couple more buttons, I don't know.
I guess maybe sometimes you have to hit hamstring or something.
You know, Rip, I'm glad that you're on the show, because Thim has a thing about having too many buttons. And maybe you can clarify this, since you're an expert with mages. You can explain to him, because he is overwhelmed on his little 62 mage with the amount of buttons that the mages have. And I tell him, I go, listen, when you create a rotation, you only use like about 4 or 5 at a time. You don't use all the damn buttons. And he's just terrified. Could you reassure him, please?
Don't be afraid to push the buttons. They all do something.
That's the problem. I push them and then they do something.
That's true.
My problem is I forget, I'll forget to bring out my water elemental. I'll forget I have innervate or whatever it is.
Okay. Evocate,
innovate, innervate. I have too many tunes. They all have the same type of thing with different names. They should call it the same. Get more mana. Push the get more mana button and be done with it.
Just make a macro.
Yeah. I have so many macros for everything else. I don't play them all that much. That's why I really haven't put all that much time into figuring it out. But I have been getting better at the soloing aspect, because I leveled him through Refer a Friend. So I had my paladin tanking, and then he was just sitting in the back casting frostbolts and wanding or something, or probably just casting, I think just casting frostbolt, while my paladin tanked and stuff died real quick. But now when he has to like deal with the fact that things are up in his face, I have to figure out like, okay, what do I do? Like, okay, first I do this one to stop them from attacking me. And then I run away or blink away and I shoot some more. And if they haven't died yet, they'll come running at me again. Now I have to figure some other way of keeping them from killing me. Especially because my gear was so horrible because I leveled up so quickly. I didn't really get to level the gear, like get new gear. I'm getting better though because now I'm soloing in, well, not now, but the last time I played him for any length of time, I was soloing around Hellfire Peninsula. So I had to actually like know what I was doing. And I also was getting upgrades every time I finish a quest. So that was good.
Yeah. Hellfire is mean for a mage when you first get there, especially if you're not Frost, because a lot of the starter mobs are either immune or very, very resistant to fire spells. Yeah. So if you try going in there as a fire mage, you're just going to die a lot.
Yeah. Thankfully, I'm actually deep, deep Frost. I have like every single point I have in Frost somewhere. So.
Yeah, I experienced that. I've been fire pretty much forever. And yeah. It wasn't fun.
It's tough when things are resistant to fire damage, though. Once you do get Blast Wave and Dragon's Breath, it's a lot easier leveling as fire, because the hallmark of fire has always been that it doesn't have a lot of control while leveling. Like with Frost, you slow them down, you've got multiple routes, you've got a route on proc, you can get out your water elemental route with that. There's a lot you can do. And of course, if you get Cone of Cold and the improved snares on that, it's like 80% snare, 75% snare, click. Well, turn around, walk away a little bit, the mob's like, no. But with fire, you didn't really have a lot of options like that. I mean, Blast Wave was really the only reliable thing you had, where that provided a 6-second daze, which is kind of like a really weak Cone of Cold. And that was basically the only thing you had. Dragon's Breath was 3 seconds. It broke on everything. Wasn't really that reliable. But now, Dragon's Breath, it doesn't break on dots, it doesn't break on ignite, and the stun effect, or I'm sorry, not the stun effect, the disorient effect, lasts for 5 seconds, which is a long time. You can get off a fireball, you can run away, get off a fireball from range, there's a lot you can do. And of course, Blast Wave has a knockback, which you can use hills to abuse to gain a lot of kiting time if you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Where were we?
Now, let me ask you a question.
What question was
that? I think you answered why a mage. You like them.
Okay, so Rip, you had your warrior, right? Okay, you decided the warrior was boring. And then you went and you got to your character sheet, and then you're like, okay, I'm going to make something different. What made you land on mage?
Well, I wanted a caster of some sort. I wanted something more strategic. Oh, right, right. Yes, this is the question we were doing before. Okay. So back in my Neverwinter Nights days, I had always gone for builds that were really, really complicated. D&D, you can make basically your own character from scratch, your own abilities, your own class, essentially. So I had always gone and leaned towards things that were very difficult to play, because I found it more enjoying that way. So mm-hmm. the first major character I leveled up all the way to level cap in that game was basically a rogue. Now, stealth mechanics in Neverwinter Nights are kind of unique in that they can only be used when you are out of combat, and you can instantly leave combat by simply deselecting your target. So what you could do is attack your target, deselect them, stealth, and attack them again, over and over and over again. And I got to the point where I could do that so fast that I could not be hit by anybody, but I'd be constantly hitting my enemy, but they never have a chance to hit me because, well, there's a little delay between clicking on somebody to attack and them actually attacking you, even for mobs. So mm-hmm. I'd never get hit by anything and just tear them to pieces. But it was so hard to play. Like, if you sneeze, you died. If you coughed, you mm-hmm. died. If you did basically anything besides playing the game, you died. So I wanted something like that in WoW, because it was intense, it was fun, it was difficult, and I loved it. So a couple of friends of mine were suggesting stuff like, hey, what about a priest or a mage or a warlock? And I'm like, looking at those, I'm like, warlock doesn't look too good. It's got a tank, which means it wouldn't actually be hard. No, let's not do that. A priest! Ooh, he doesn't have a pet. Oh, but he can heal himself and shield himself. Hey, mage! What does he have? Absolutely nothing. Perfect! Let's do this! And that's where the mage came from.
Yeah.
And I was proven right. It was much more difficult leveling up. Because with a warrior, it's like you've got a large health pool to rely on, so it doesn't actually matter if you get hit. As a mage, it's like, look at me, I'm level 11! Get hit. Oh god! What the hell? Half my life bar's gone!
Yeah. It goes away quick. I know that. So, you said so in the intro, but what level are you now? And also, in terms of your spec, how are you leveling?
Well, I'm level 76 right now, enjoying Grizzly Hills. I'm halfway to level 77. And currently, yeah. I am in a Frostfire build. Now, Frostfire is the new spell that mages all get. You'll probably recognize the nuke because it doesn't look like anything. It looks like a cloud of frozen white stuff surrounded by flames. It makes its own unique noise, and it zoots out. Yeah. It's a weird build, I guess, because there's always been a difference between Frost and Fire, as I said before. Frost has control, Fire has lots of damage. Frostfire marries the two. Frostfire Bolt doesn't hit quite as hard as Frostbolt or Fireball unless you pick up all the talents that make it hit really, really bloody hard. It crits harder than both of them put together, pretty much.
Wow.
And it's got a snare effect on it, too. So if you go with a deep fire build, it'd skip all the Fireball talents, but get everything that amplifies fire damage and Frostfire Bolt damage, as well as all the other control effects. Now you have something with a snare that hits just as hard as a fireball ever did. So, for example, to make it work, I always think that putting 18 points at least in the frost tree is for the best. Right now, for leveling, you pick up permafrost and you pick up shatter in addition to ice shards. So you have frost firebolt with a 50% snare with a 225% crit damage at least, plus ignite on top of that. In combination with its natural hard-hitting stuff from the Fire Tree, as well as Dragon's Breath, and Blast Wave, and Living Bomb. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now,
see,
now
just a couple of things you actually can do with those buttons.
Well, not all of those things are buttons.
Yeah.
Sure. You know, Finn, we're going to have to sit you down, honey, and say it's okay. Okay.
What I'm not saying is that you know, no one has seen the insane number of buttons I have on my Hunter's UI.
This is probably true.
Yeah, no. I've only got 44 keybinds on my mage, so it's not that bad.
Only. I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, we're gonna move on now. Yeah. And so Rip, let me ask you a quick question. I've been hearing a lot about arcane mages. I know a lot of the mages in my guild, a lot of mages that I've come across are, when 3.0.1 hit, they all went arcane. So, what's the big deal? How did arcane get buffed and changed and all that?
Arcane, what a weird tree. I don't think Blizzard's ever really known what they want to do with arcane. It's kind of suffering the same fate that paladins do, where the developers are always changing everything. All the time, as if they don't know what they're trying to do. Now, I know that sounds kind of harsh, but that's what it feels like on the player's end. Like, Frost and Fire have always had very clear and specific aims for their trees. Arcane really hasn't. Before Burning Crusade came out, Arcane's been the junkyard tree. It wasn't good for anything in itself, but you went there for spare parts if you needed them.
Mm-hmm.
When Burning Crusade came out with the addition of Arcane Blast, that changed everything. Because the way the arcane tree turned out, it did not have a lot of plus damage modifiers like the frost and fire tree. What it did have is a lot of mana stuff. It had the ability, basically, to support a mana dump spell. It had lots of intellect, it had lots of mana regeneration. It wouldn't work with a normal nuke because it doesn't have the percentile damage modifiers to deal with a normal nuke. What it does have is lots of mana. And then they gave it a spell, Arcane Blast, that is a mana dump. What you do, basically, is you spam it over and over and over again, and you can support it. It does a lot of damage. It does more than frost and fire could handle, but only as long as its mana held out. And when they changed the way Arcane Blast worked, that destroyed that too. So Arcane became, again, a junkyard spec. You went there for spare parts. There's no point to it. It supported a mana dump spell, but there wasn't a mana dump there anymore. However, Arcane Barrage was the new spell they added in there to try and get Arcane to kind of the same point where the other trees were, with a proper nuke and some proper spells you had to rotate in and out. That's been a disaster. That's been a complete disaster from the raiding part so far. Arcane, at best, at absolute best, is barely mediocre, about equal to a hunter pet in damage.
Okay.
Which is kind of sad, but, well, whatnot. What are you going to do? They're remaking it, but I'll get to that. Arcane Barrage, then. The other thing Blizzard tried to do was make every single tree PvP viable. I'm sure everybody noticed the domination that Frost had on PvP the past couple years. But they want to have it so every spec can be good at PvP. I don't know if they're going to do the same for, like, tanks, but whatever. We're not talking about them. We're talking about mages. So what they did with Arcane in PvP was basically turn it into a ninja, a spell-casting ninja. So they gave it ridiculously high spell resistance. Really, really high. Like, at level 70, that's 70 spell resistance flat against all spells. That's a lot. That's a lot of spell resistance there. And on top of that, now, at level 80, we're going to see mage armor come into use, too, which reduces magical effects, harmful magical effects, by 50%. Now, that's not everything. Like, it doesn't affect Curse of Agony, for instance. But anything that is highlighted in blue will be cut in half. For example, if you have a Warlock dot, it lasts 15 seconds, 5 ticks. That'll be cut in half to 7.5 seconds, or 2 ticks, because Blizzard's calculator's all round down. So the third tick is just gone. It disappears. And that's insane. Like, fear, 5 seconds, and then the next one is 2.5, and then the next one's, like, 1.75, and then it's done. And that's all across the board. And then you have Arcane Barrage, a spell that hits pretty hard. It can crit very, very hard, and it's instant, and it has a 35-yard range. And then you give mages, all the Arcane mages, an instant cast invisibility every 2 minutes. Well, what do you think's going to happen? Of course there's going to be ninjas coming out of nowhere. They've already got presence of mind. So what you saw in the battlegrounds was all these mages specking Arcane and thriving in the battlegrounds. Because battlegrounds, as they are a more chaotic environment. They're less controlled. They're not like raiding where everything is perfectly scripted. And they're not like arenas where everything is very, very controlled and very, very precise. In battlegrounds, it's basically a gigantic free-for-all. And then you give mages a spec, which is like, this spec is designed to dominate everybody in a free-for-all. And you're like, okay! That's what you had happening. You could have a mage, for example, in Alterac Valley, go up behind the Alliance Rush, for instance, or the Horde Rush, and they'd target a healer at the back, Palm Fireball, Arcane Barrage, Arcane Power, and that healer was sitting there, heal, 5k, 6k! Wait, what the hell just hit me? And then the mage would be like, ha, 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 invisibility, go hide somewhere, wait a minute, come back and do the exact same thing, over and over and over again. Now, generally, with an Arcane Mage, with all of their cooldowns up, they could kill anything in the game in under 5 seconds. Anything. Retribution Paladin, dead. Priest, dead. Hunter, dead. Everything just dead. And that's what they did. If they had a controlled something, like in an arena, an Arcane Mage typically wouldn't be nearly as successful, depending on the makeup. There was a lot of people went Retribution Paladin Arcane Mage for 2v2, and basically raffle stomped everyone up to about the 2200 rating. And then they hit a wall. They could not get past there, because the teams past there knew what to do to them. And they would just shut them down, and they'd lose. So, nonetheless, it's still awesome for Battlegrounds. We'll see at 80. We don't know quite yet what is going to happen at 80. Blizzard has said that they're redesigning the way Arcane works. They're going to retune Arcane Blast, retune Arcane Barrage, and, well, what they said was they couldn't hotfix it, because when you hotfix something, it changes the way the spell works, but doesn't change the tooltip. And what they said was it wouldn't just make the tooltip inaccurate, it would make the tooltip completely irrelevant, which means the spell itself, it's not even going to be close to what it is now, whatever they're going to do with it. So, any calculation we have on Arcane Mages, any math we have on Arcane Mages now, irrelevant. It won't matter whenever they come up with whatever changes they're going to come up.
So, our next question is, will you be buying the, or did you buy, the two polymorph spells in Dalaran?
No. To be blunt, no, I won't be buying those. I've got plenty of polymorphs on my own. I don't need anything extra.
Oh, no,
you have Polymorph Hunter? Polymorph Priest?
Actually, you know what? I was reading Chrisley's blog, Frost is the New Black, and he has on his tagline the amount of gold that he's made porting people to Dalaran. So, I want to know, Rip, have you made a small fortune porting people, desperate people, to go to Dalaran?
I wish. No, I really haven't. One of the first things I did upon logging into the game when Wrath launched was immediately leave General and Trade Chat and never ever go into any of them again. In fact, I went to all of my characters and left General and Trade Chat just to make sure that I would never accidentally get put into those channels again. Because I don't like them. It's just this... God!
I always turn off trade.
Yeah, I mean, normally it would only be certain zones. Like Barrens, for instance, I would always turn off general chat when I went through there. But with Death Knights now... Oh, it's everywhere I... Especially the Death Knight starter area. It was just horrible. Absolutely horrible. The most common thing... Turn in the horse! Good God, man! Press the one button!
Or look at your action bar. Yeah. It has different things in it all of a sudden. Oh, where'd those come from?
How do I turn it in?
It's empty, except for one button. Just one. The whole rest of the bar
exactly.
is empty. A completely customized UI. It does the exact same thing. Boof. Completely empty bar. One thing called turn in horse.
Going back to Dalaran, then, if you haven't made a small fortune, he's made like 400 and something gold. You're missing out. It's economy right there asking.
It probably is. In the old days, when people would ask me for ports, I would usually just do weird stuff to them. Usually troll them. Basically do anything to get them to put me on ignore. I would very, very rarely ever help somebody out with portals to anywhere. Nowadays, I do. I port them, and then if they don't give me a tip, I put them on ignore. If they do give me a tip, then basically I do nothing. I take the tip, you, and that's that.
Uh-huh. So you're either being
a jackass.
So you've grown as a person, and now you either ignore them or give them the port.
Right. I don't bother harassing them anymore. I either just ignore them or help them, and that's that.
Okay. Now, talking about Dalaran again, how cool is it, in your opinion, to have an entire city devoted to your class?
It's awesome, to say the least. I think I mentioned this last time, but every single major historical event in the World of Warcraft universe has had a mage involved at some point or another, either on the good side or the bad side. The invasion of Azeroth by the Burning Legion, the first time. Well, the only reason the Burning Legion ever got attracted to Azeroth was because of all the Night Elf mages. That's the only reason. And that, in the War of the Ancients? Yeah, War of the Ancients, they couldn't actually win by themselves, so they needed to do a bunch of time travel stuff. Enter the Bronze Dragonflight, Nozdormu went to the future, recruited a mage named Ronan, dragged him back in time, and forced him to help out, and that's the only reason they won. And then, much, much later, the Orc invasion. Well, guess how the Orcs got to Azeroth? A mage got them there. Of course. So, mages have been behind everything. It's only logical now that we should have our rightful place. A city floating above all of the peons.
Oh, man. Of course. Wow. Well, down there, Rip, that ego's making it hard to breathe.
Yeah, but it's truly a beautiful city floating up there.
No. It actually is gorgeous. It's a beautiful city. It's probably the prettiest city in the game. And it fits with being a mage because it has all the lovely effects in it. You know, it whimsical in the same time being functional. I really enjoy it. So now we're getting closer to the end here, but I know that we talked about it last time, but achievements, sir, how are you feeling about them? Have you been doing them while you've been leveling? Have you basically ignored them? What's your thoughts?
Well, achievements to me are kind of an interesting thing. I really don't feel too much one way or the other about them. I know some people are absolutely crazy about them, and some people are absolutely in hysterics, angry hysterics about them. But the game, World of Warcraft, has always been a game that rewards people for things that they've done. Just not all people. The PvPers, for example, they had their rewards. They had awesome gear, they had ratings, they had titles they could show off to other people. You could see someone in dedicated PvP gear or high warlord above their head, and you know what they've done. Raiders, same thing. They've got hardcore gear they can get, extra mounts they can get. So the PvPers and the Raiders, all those people, they had the recognition for the achievements they had made in the game. Right. All the achievement system does is provide recognition for other people's achievements, for people who've explored the entire map, for people who've gone out and collected 80 pets. For those people, they now get the recognition for the things that they've done. Yes, some people are going to be all OCD and look at it and see a gigantic checklist with a whole bunch of empty boxes they need to fill. But not a lot of people are. Like me, for instance. I probably never do the Explorer achievement. There's no point to it. I doubt I ever will. Mm-hmm. A lot of the things in there, in fact, I probably won't ever do. I'll do all the holiday ones because all those titles are just cool. I'll probably go collect all of those. But the rest, like Explorer, probably even, like, Exalted, Chef, I won't bother with those. What's the point? All the PvP ones, yeah, I'll go do those. Those are awesome.
Some of them just happen whether you try to do them or not. Like, you know, a certain number of quests or, you know, a certain number of recipes learned for cooking or something like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to try for a whole bunch of them. You just do your normal thing and you'll just start getting them. Left and right.
Yeah. Some of the quest tracker ones for Northrend, those are actually very, very handy for some people. Because if you look at the achievement, it's like, oh look, you're missing 30 quests for the achievement. And you look at the map, you're like, I must be missing a quest hub somewhere. So that's actually, I thought, very, very helpful for some people.
Yeah, I actually did that for with Howling Fjord. I almost said Howling Tundra like I did in chat. Howling Fjord. In Howling Fjord, I had actually moved on and was doing Dragonblight and had done a lot of quests in Dragonblight. And I'm like, you know, I never remember getting the achievement for Howling Fjord. Let me go check. And it turns out I had 31 quests left. I'm like, oh, I definitely missed something. So I went back, you know, before they turned into gray quests and got a lot of them done, got a lot of XP from them.
So then, what did you miss? Because actually I'm doing the achievement.
I think what it was I hadn't done, like, the way they, one of the biggest changes that I like and dislike in Wrath is that a lot of the quest line are really quest lines. Like, a lot of the quests are quest lines. A lot of the quests are, you require prerequisite quests to be done before you can even get close to doing them. Now, I did it a little bit in BC, but not as much as this. Every quest hub has its little, like, first couple quests you gotta do, and then when those are done, then you can open up, oh, here's all these other quests to do. And I had one quest to kill some guy in a cave somewhere that I hadn't done, and once I did that, I got, like, a whole bunch more quests to go to other places. So, and then I didn't know you had to go find this, goblin or something in a boat outside, was it Kamagua or whatever it is?
Haven't been there yet.
There's some quests in there, so that's good. And then there's a goblin you have to go to in the southwest in the water. It's in a boat. And then he gives you quests for the pirate island that's southeast of there. So I, like all that stuff I didn't know until I actually looked at the what's Mahuzit's leveling guide. Jamie's leveling guide.
Yeah.
I was just skimming through it and I went, oh, that's where all those quests are. So yeah, but the only reason, going back to the reason why we're talking about this at all, the only reason why I ever went back to look was that I was like, oh, I never got that achievement.
Right.
So right. And that's what my gauge is at this point, is when I hit the achievement, I am free to move to the next zone. You're free to move about the cabin.
It's a pretty good metric for that too. I think I forget what the exact number was, but it accounts for something like 90% of the quests in the zone. So once you've got the achievement, you're probably done.
Yeah, I have a few more Dragon Blight ones, but I just hit the achievement. I finished up the Wrathgate quest
spoiler.
I'm just saying that it gets you a cutscene.
Okay.
That's it. I'm not telling you what it does. No. But it gets you a cutscene. I finished up that quest, got the cutscene, and when the cutscene was over, I got the achievement for the Wrathgate, because you can see that there's an achievement for that, and the achievement for Dragonblight. I was like, woo! I'm done. Awesome. So it was good time. I didn't even plan it that way. It just all of a sudden, it was like, oh, I have one more quest. Ding! That was great. So
now you're done with Dragonblight and can move on to Grizzly Hills. Can move on.
Of course, I've got 6 quests there, but I probably will just abandon them all and go to Grizzly Hills because I'm tired of Dragonblight. I lost my little dragon I could fly around with, so.
Yeah, I turned that in by accident, and I was like, no!
Yeah, I waited for a while until I knew I had only a couple quests left, and I'm like, you know what, just turn it in and get that whole. I wanted to see the cutscene in without not being a YouTube video.
So. Yeah, it's much definitely better. Something a lot better when it's on your whole screen. Yeah, and you're like,
got the 24-inch monitor. It's pretty. Very pretty. I'm not telling you anything about it, just that it's pretty.
I know, but you're making me anxious. I want to see it.
Gotta do it.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. Come on, what you waiting for?
All right, well, I hit 73. Okay.
You're getting there. You can do it. So I think we're at the last question.
Yes.
Aww.
Yes. The special question, which is, what is the silliest thing you have ever done in the game?
Oh, boy. I was hoping I'd get something other silly-ish done since Wrath was released, but I don't think I've ever done anything that silly since Wrath was released, so we'll have to go back to the old stuff.
Nah.
Pity. Let me see here.
You can always, like, strip down naked and start running in Wrath, in chat, you know, like,
I wish there was an achievement for that.
I'm a pixie. You could do that.
Look, I said there I'm should exalted be an achievement for dancing, right. Yeah, dancing naked on the mailboxes of every major city, including the, other faction, something like that.
Yeah. It's like, I just want to celebrate your uberness and, you know.
Yeah. As a pixie rep. Yes. Somebody has been listening to the podcast.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good about that. I try to keep up with podcasts because it's funny. I like these things.
Yeah. Well, you're doing better than me because I don't actually listen to my own podcast. So.
Oh.
I live through it all. I don't need to listen.
Yeah, good point. And you're the poor editor guy, so you've probably already heard it like 40 times. And you're like,
yeah.
I'm not going to watch that.
Yeah, except when I make a mistake, then I have to listen to it 60 times.
Okay, so what's the silliest thing?
Silly thing.
All right, there's kind of two. The first one was, this was when me and my friends were making our Twink Shamans for the level 19 bracket. I wasn't very high level at the time we were doing this. I think it was level 44. I was a Palm Pyro spec at the time. And all of my gear, like all of it, was plus fire damage. So I had like 800 hit points or something. Anyway, so we were running Dead Mines. Yeah, Dead Mines. A standard Van Cleef run. But the thing is, I wiped on Van Cleef. I didn't have enough hit points, and I died. It was embarrassing, and all my friends laughed at me and was sad.
No. But they won't laugh at you now.
It's anyway. Pretty silly.
Oh, they know they
boy
won't.
Now.
I'll destroy them all.
Yes.
Just duel me. Come and say that to my face. Duel me, buddy.
I just let my pet kill him.
Yeah.
My gorilla will thunderstomp once with follower.
Boom. You win.
Oh, my goodness.
Am I alone in calling thunderstomp rufflestomp?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I don't know why. I just like lolspeak. Maybe it's because I'm an engineer and I've always referred to it as the rufflecopter, so it's just sort of spread from there. Anyway, so second silly thing. This was in the Midsummer Fire Festival when I was going around to doing all of the desecration quests and whatever, including the capital quests. So I had already gone to the capital city, I had already gone to Stormwind and Exodar and whatever the Night Elf one is, the tree place. And then last one on my list was Ironforge. Now this was late at night, I was kind of tired. So I got all the way to Ironforge, ran through Dunmarogue, got all the way up to Ironforge, ran in, and couldn't remember why I was there.
What did I get here for?
I remember this, yeah.
So I ended up just wandering around Ironforge for about 4 hours before I finally remembered, oh yeah, go over to the fire, click, and leave. It was sad.
Oh my.
And Ironforge was surprisingly empty.
And even sadder is the fact that you weren't killed by guards, because if Alliance tried to do that in one of the Horde cities, we wouldn't get very far. We wouldn't be able to wander around for 4 hours.
Yeah.
But I'm not bitter.
Ironforge was weird. Like, a lot of the center parts, like around the forge itself and the bank and so forth, there's a lot of guards there. But all along the outer edges, there's nobody there. You go into a building, well, it's empty. I mean, there's a pie on the table, but nobody's there to eat it.
Been there for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. You'll probably spoil your appetite if you eat that.
You spoil a lot more than your appetite.
Well, you know. I wasn't trying to be, you know, crass on the podcast now, you know. Bodily functions and all that.
I could take the pie and then put it in my bag, and then someone asks me, hey, summon me some pies. I'm like, here you go. Wink, wink. No.
There you go.
And sadly, that is the end.
Yes, we've been talking for a long time.
It doesn't seem that long.
No,
yeah, it doesn't.
No. But Rip, thank you again so much for not only doing this, but doing it twice. You are awesome. So
yes.
we thank you, and all the mage goodness makes me want to bring my mage out of retirement. So you know.
Oh, I need to get my mage to 65 because he's my inscriber. An inscription, for some reason, to get to Grandmaster, you need 65.
Really?
Engineering you don't, because he's 63 and I got his engineering up to Grandmaster, but I can't do it for inscription. He's got to get to 65, which really sucks.
I need to level my druid then. Druid's only 60.
Yep, 65 for Grandmaster inscription. I went all the way there. I'm like, oh, why didn't I do it last time? Because the first day I went and brought all of them there and got all their Grandmaster stuff. And I'm like, he's not Grandmaster inscription. I don't understand. So I went all the way back to Brian Tundra, ran over to the guy, clicked on it again. I'm like, where's the skill? and I finally found it in the, you know, you can't get it yet, and clicked on it and said, you have to be level 65. I'm like,
sucks. Okay. Well, that means I have to level when I start. I haven't even bothered with my professions yet. So when I start that, then I'll do that. Yeah. But we were saying goodbye to Rip.
We're saying goodbye. Yes.
Yes. We're saying goodbye. Say goodbye correctly, Finn.
Bye.
Freaking tangents.
Okay. It'll be like 10 seconds. I just got to pour it out of here.
Yes. Importing. Importing.
again, Rip. Thanks so much for joining us. It was awesome.
Yes. Thank you. It was great.
Yep.
Indeed. Have me on sometime later. Like, I don't know, a round table or something. Then I could yell at people.
You control them.
you can kite them around the table.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm gonna fly my warrior kite.
And with that, we say
yes.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
This is Lady Jess from Lady Jess and Then Some, and this is the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
My liege, I have done as you asked, and now beseech you for your blessing.
Okay, time for voices from the Nether. Since I'm going to call it that, because I say so.
So it shall be done.
Yes, so it is said, so it shall be written, or whatever. Yes. So it is written, so it shall be done. Whatever. So we got one voicemail.
One voicemail, but with a very important answer for your question. Yes.
So I made a question about moving DKs off servers, and Deckian from Deckian's Place answered us. So let's listen to his great voicemail.
Hello, Fem and Bree. This is Deckian from Deckian's Place. I actually did have an old retired 70 hunter sitting on one of the realms that was up for free transfers, created the Death Knight, like you asked, and moved it without a problem to a realm without a 55-plus character on it. Granted, it was a free transfer, so I don't know if it would work for sure as a paid one. I went back and was going to move the 70 as well after creating another Death Knight, just to see if you could move the 70 off the server and still have the Death Knight. But the transfers actually closed down during the hour in between while I was waiting for all this other stuff to happen. So, there you have it. Have a good day. Keep up the good broadcasts. Bye.
So, thank you. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Exactly what I wanted to know. I wanted to know if you could do it, and you can do it. So I created my horde Death Knight, Foosh. he's a Tauren, and he is ready when I feel like transferring him off the server. He can be transferred off the server if I feel like it. So I don't know. I just wanted to reserve the name, I guess. So Foosh is ready to go.
Foosh.
F-H. W-O-O-S-H, because F-W-O-O-S-H was taken.
Really?
So he's
okay.
Foosh.
I think somebody's trying to undermine your naming convention.
Yeah, well. Yeah. So, anyway, I felt that was kind of cool. That probably would have been better like Mage or Warlock, but Death Knights are pretty cool with that too, so. And it's a Tauren. He's big. I wanted something big. So cool. Thank you again, Deck. Appreciate it. If you didn't know,
yes,
you didn't know, Deck is in my guild, on Draenor. Not my guild. The guild I am in. Doug is not the man. No, it's not my guild. But he's a member of my guild. He actually moved over to join us, which is awesome. Transferred servers. So appreciate it. And he's pretty awesome. And we got a winner.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The winner of our question. What was your question again?
Well, the question was, why did you tell me to name my rhino
Nano?
And
it's a Mork from Orc thing, right? Oh, no, that's not it.
No,
that's
no,
Nanu,
no.
Nanu. That's Nanu, Nanu. It's different.
Even though I did love that show when I was younger. I even had the Nanu, Nanu. Suspenders.
Oh, do you have a picture of yourself in those?
No, sadly. I'm not a big picture taker, but I did have the suspenders.
The Mark from Mark suspenders, those are great.
Yeah, with the and buttons and everything.
Oh, that's great.
I'm telling you. I love Robin Williams.
Yes.
Anyway, so the question was, why did I name my rhino Nano, and what does it reference to? And it is a total geek reference to NaNoWriMo.
NaNoWriMo, which is a reference to NaNoWriMo.
Yeah, NaNoWriMo. Which is... So, NaNoWriMo, if you guys don't know what that is, it's when a bunch of writers, which I'm partaking in, except that I'm really behind and I don't know if I'm going to make it, that you try and write a novel in a month, and November, it's traditionally in November 1st through the 30th, and It's called National Novel Writing Month, and the acronym for it is NaNoWriMo. And so, of course, when I said I tamed a rhino, Finn, being the master of puns that he is, says, oh, you should name it Nano, you know? And at first I was like, Nano? And then I got it. I was like, oh, no, that's cheesy, whatever. He's like, no, it's perfect. Yes. So I did, and it's pretty awesome now. I can't name him anything else, because it totally fits, especially.
Because he's huge. Yeah. It's a Nano.
He's huge. No, he really is. And it works in both ways. Like, the actual name, yeah. the actual word works perfectly, yep, with what he is. But on top of that, it's the, yep, reference.
It's too bad it doesn't say rhino. Yeah. Like,
yeah,
like,
right?
Nano rhino.
Yeah. Well, I guess I could have renamed him to say Nano rhino, but come on now. That's almost like too obvious. I prefer something a little bit more subtle.
Oh, well. So winner. Yeah, the winner is...
The winner is, and I'm going to just say the name because I'm going to miss
Mizey,
it.
Mizey, maybe?
Mizey from Leader of the Pack. Yes. And she was the first to send an email to me saying that they knew the reference, and that actually Mizey obviously participates in NaNoWriMo because they said that the rhinos were the mascots for one of their affiliates or sections or whatever. So that's why they got the reference right
immediately
away. So, yeah, so we're going to be sending you an email, Mizey, asking for your physical address and stuff so we can send you your prize.
Yes.
And thanks to everybody who sent email. We got about 3 or 4 people who got it and sent it in, so that was awesome. And I'm really glad that some people actually got it.
yes, awesome.
Actually got the reference. Yeah.
And we'll also have Mizey's blog link in the show notes.
Yep.
So if you want to congratulate you may do so. I'm sorry, we didn't look up what gender you were before this.
No. I can only assume it's a female because the tune's a female, but then I will be wrong.
Yeah, it could be.
I have been
it could
wrong
be.
In the past.
You never know.
Yeah.
So
I don't want to say
exactly,
she, because I'm not totally
I'm
sure.
I'm sorry that the loot card is not a really awesome loot card, but you get what I got, so. I promise you it won't be the same one as you get in the collector's edition. How's that? on a side note, I actually went and I tamed the last of the pets that I said I was going to get, before the expansion. I said I was going to get certain pets that were going to be the ones that I had.
What did you get?
And the wasp, which I tamed at 70 in Underbog, Heroic Underbog. And I got a gorilla and I actually leveled him from 65. And I picked up finally in, where's it? Grizzly Hills. I picked up my moth. So
oh, nice.
It's like a yellow moth with these blue, like light blue tinted wings, I guess. It's okay. You know, it's not the best looking moth, but it was there. It was 73, so I still have to level it, when I'm ready, but it's pretty cool. I mean, I don't know whether the wasp or the moth will be better or whatever, but, you know, I'll play with them. They'll all get leveled up easily because I'll bring those. Those will be the ones I probably bring into instances. But I have to say, the gorilla, he does a lot of damage. I mean, for a tanking pet, he's up there like 240 DPS on the average in instances where all of his, you know, tanking stuff's off. All he's doing is smack, basically. I'm impressed. He does some pretty nice damage. So.
Oh, and another side note for hunters, if you are looking for the skin of, there's these wolves in Northrend that, you know, the ones that are demons in most of the areas that have the burning feet and the you know, the spirals,
yep,
etched in them and they glow.
Yep.
You've seen, yep, them, right? In Violet Hold, there are mobs that come out of the portals. The dogs that have the same skin, but they are beasts.
Ooh,
in that instance.
You can tame
them. So you can tame them, yeah.
Awesome.
You can tame them in there, yeah.
Cool. Did you do a, who's it, Beast Info thingy on them or no?
No, I was on my priest.
Yeah, that doesn't help, huh? Hard to do that.
No. I should have asked a hunter that was with me to do it, but yes. I forgot. Yes. I'll do it next time because I'm usually running with a hunter. so I'll ask them to do bestial lore and see if
there we go.
What comes out.
So yeah. That's our mail. Thank you for your mail. Our mail. Keep it coming.
Yes, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
And so it ends.
It's over. We're done.
Yeah.
Another episode in the can. In the can, it says. Uh-huh. That's as they say.
Uh-huh.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what I did this time that I hadn't done previously when we're recording? What? I've been writing down the actual like timestamps of when these things happen. I remembered.
So you don't have what happened with the last one.
Yeah. If you don't know, if you didn't notice, for the first like about half an hour to an hour that episode 23 was up, we had talked about how we were going to add in, BRK's and Mania's little interviews within the speech in our talking. We were going to put them in. And I guess I missed that part when I was going through it and editing it. So it said, okay, and now we're going to listen to the interview with BRK. And then there was a whole bunch of nothing.
Silence.
So, I fixed it pretty quickly once somebody said, hey, Fim, where are the interviews? So they were in there. They were just later on if you listened, hopefully. But then I removed that whole section of us talking about them and, they left them where they were. So yeah, mm-hmm. That won't hopefully happen this time. I don't think we did that anywhere that it matters. So post-production, yay. So thank you for listening. If you have a question, tip, blog, or post you think we should check out, let us know. You can send us email. You can send us voicemail. You can leave a comment on the website. All of that information on where to go and what to do and who to send mail to is on the website itself, too. Yep. The phone number is for the hotline is 206-203-4546. And the website is www.twistednether.net. Remember .net.
Yep. You can check out our forums at Blog Azeroth. And you can go there and save us from the gold spammers that have suddenly taken over our forum.
No! We're getting
all this spam, all these posts about RuneScape gold.
I haven't been on there. Yeah. You've been deleting them? Yeah. Have you been doing it?
Okay. Yeah, I've been deleting them. Yeah. Because I get an email that says there's something.
Somehow we've been moderators of Blog Azra. Yeah. I'm supposed to be watching this stuff, but I'm bad. So, yes.
So you could hang out with us there. Leave us a note. I do get the email saying that somebody put a post on there. Cool. So. Yeah. And also you can check out the Twisted Nether Wiki at wiki.twistednether.net. If you find your blog or one of your favorites is not there, email wiki@twistednether.net with the subject TNB Wiki, and our Wikibarian, Kestrel, will get back to you when he has a moment, and he's awesome. And
thank
him and love him. Yes. So then also we have iTunes. If you guys download us from there, feel free to leave us a comment. We love comments.
Yes.
Good or bad, it's fine. We can handle it.
Take it.
We're big people.
We can take it.
And we can take it. But either way, just leave us a comment. Let us know how we're doing. We really appreciate it.
Yeah.
And next week we have Valenia. Valenia?
Valenia?
From
Perry Dodge Valena. Spin.
Yeah, Perry Dodge Spin.
Yes, a special Thanksgiving episode. I don't know. Sure.
Yes.
Why not?
Friday.
It's U.S. After Thanksgiving. After Thanksgiving
Black Friday.
Turkey.
Black Friday.
Yeah, turkey hangover day. Black Friday. The people who wake up at like 3 in the morning to go in line at Best Buy. No, that's not us.
Yeah, that's
not
going
to we'll
happen.
Be playing WoW at 3 in the morning. You're not going to Best Buy. I'm off on
That's
Friday.
Right. So am I.
Woohoo! Time to play.
Yeah.
So
my thoughts exactly.
So anyway, yes, great. Thank you for listening. And
yes, guys, thank
we'll
you so
see
much.
You next week.
See you 25. Next week, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Hi, this is Traco from Survival Hunters Anonymous, and you have been listening to the Twisted Nether Blogcast.
Shouldn't you be off then?
hero. That's what you once were. You stood boldly against the shadow and purchased another dawn for the world with your life. But the evil you fought is not so easily banished. The victory you claimed, not so easily held. For now, the specter of death looms above the world yet again, and it has found new champions to bring about its final reign. Knights of darkness, wielding runes of death and destruction, bound by the will of the Lich King. This is the hour of their ascension. This is the hour of your dark rebirth.